Welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the whole specification: levels of organization within an ecosystem. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final run-through before your exam, this episode's going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam hall feeling confident. So, let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define all four levels of organization, explain the difference between abiotic and biotic factors, describe how biomass is transferred through trophic levels, calculate the efficiency of biomass transfer, and interpret pyramids of numbers in biomass. That's a lot of ground to cover, so let's not waste any time. The four levels of organization. Imagine you're standing in a woodland. You spot a single red fox trotting through the undergrowth. That fox is an individual organism, one member of one species. That's the first and most basic level of organization. Now zoom out a little. There are actually 12 foxes living in this woodland. All those foxes together form a population. A population is all the organisms of the same species living in the same area at the same time. Keyword there, same species. A population is always one species. Zoom out further. The woodland also contains rabbits, oak trees, bluebells, badgers, sparrowhawks, earthworms, and hundreds of other species. All these different populations living and interacting together in the same area form a community. A community is all the populations of different species living in the same area at the same time. And finally, zoom all the way out. The community of living organisms plus all the non-living physical conditions of their environment, the soil, the water, the temperature, the light, together form an ecosystem. An ecosystem is a community of organisms and all the abiotic factors they interact with. So to summarize, individual, population, community, ecosystem, think of it as zooming out from one organism to the whole living world of a habitat. Examiners absolutely love asking you to define these terms precisely, so make sure you can write a clean, accurate definition for each one, abiotic and biotic factors. Now, within any ecosystem, the organisms that live there are constantly being influenced by two types of factors, abiotic factors and biotic factors. Abiotic factors are the non-living physical and chemical conditions of the environment. The prefix A means without, so abiotic means without life. Examples include temperature, light intensity, soil pH, water availability, salinity, and wind speed. These factors directly affect which organisms can survive in a particular habitat. For example, a cactus thrives in low water availability and high temperatures, while a water lily needs high water availability and moderate temperatures. Biotic factors, on the other hand, are the living influences on an organism. These include predation, being eaten by another organism, disease caused by pathogens, competition for food, competition for space, and the availability of food sources. The key difference is that biotic factors involve interactions between living organisms. Here's a classic exam trap. Students often mix up abiotic and biotic. Remember, if it's living or caused by something living, it's biotic. If it's a physical or chemical condition, it's abiotic. Temperature? Abiotic. A fox eating a rabbit? Biotic. Soil pH? Abiotic. A disease spreading through a population? Biotic. Now, within a community, organisms are interdependent. They rely on each other. Plants provide food and oxygen for animals. Animals spread seeds and pollen for plants. Decomposers break down dead matter and return nutrients to the soil for plants to absorb. Remove one species, and the whole community can be affected. This is called interdependence, and it's a concept examiners love to test with food web questions. Competition is another important concept. Organisms compete for limited resources. Intraspecific competition is competition between members of the same species. For example, two foxes competing for territory. Intraspecific competition is competition between different species. For example, foxes and badgers competing for the same prey. Trophic levels and biomass transfer. Right now we're getting into the heart of the topic, trophic levels and how biomass moves through an ecosystem. This is where the maths comes in, so pay close attention. A food chain shows the transfer of energy and biomass from one organism to the next. Energy enters the food chain through photosynthesis. Plants and other photosynthetic organisms like algae and phytoplankton are called producers. They sit at trophic level 1. They capture light energy from the sun and use it to make glucose through photosynthesis, building up their own biomass in the process. The organisms that eat the producers are called primary consumers. They sit at trophic level 2. Primary consumers are herbivores. They only eat plants. Examples include rabbits, caterpillars, and cows. The organisms that eat the primary consumers are secondary consumers at trophic level 3. These are carnivores or omnivores. For example, foxes eating rabbits or blue tits eating caterpillars. And if something eats the secondary consumer, that's a tertiary consumer at trophic level 4, for example, a sparrowhawk eating a blue tit. Now, here's the crucial question. Why does biomass decrease as you move up the food chain? Think about it from the organism's perspective. A rabbit eats grass, but not all of that grass becomes rabbit biomass. Some of the energy from the grass is used by the rabbit for respiration, to keep warm, to move, to grow, to reproduce. Respiration releases energy as heat, which is lost to the environment. Some of the grass material passes through the rabbit's digestive system and is excreted as waste, feces, and urine. And some parts of the grass, like tough cellulose and cell walls, can't even be digested at all. So the three main reasons for biomass loss between trophic levels are respiration, excretion and waste, and parts not consumed or not digested. Examiners want you to be specific here. Simply saying energy is lost is not enough. You need to say it's lost as heat during respiration, or lost in feces and urine. On average, only about 10% of the biomass from one trophic level is transferred to the next. This is why food chains rarely have more than 4 or 5 trophic levels. There simply isn't enough biomass left to support another level. Calculating efficiency of biomass transfer. Now for the calculation. The formula for efficiency of biomass transfer is efficiency equals biomass transferred to the next level divided by biomass available at the current level multiplied by 100. So if a field of grass has a total biomass of 10,000 kilograms, and the rabbits eating that grass have a total biomass of 1,000 kilograms, then the efficiency of transfer is 1,000 divided by 10,000 multiplied by 100, which equals 10%. Always show you're working in the exam. Write the formula, substitute the numbers, then calculate the answer. Don't forget to include the percentage sign. And watch out. The question might give you biomass in different units, like grams per square meter or kilojoules. Make sure the units match before you calculate. Pyramids of numbers and biomass. Examiners also love asking you to construct and interpret pyramids of numbers and pyramids of biomass. Let's make sure you know the difference. A pyramid of numbers shows the number of organisms at each trophic level. Normally, the base is widest because there are many producers, and it gets narrower as you go up. However, and this is really important, a pyramid of numbers can be inverted or have an unusual shape. For example, if the producer is a single large oak tree, the base of the pyramid might be very narrow, even though the tree supports thousands of caterpillars. So the pyramid could look like a diamond or even be inverted at the base. A pyramid of biomass shows the total mass of organisms at each trophic level, usually measured in grams per square meter or kilograms per square meter. Pyramids of biomass are almost always the correct pyramid shape, wide at the bottom, narrow at the top, because even if there are fewer individual organisms at a higher level, the total mass still decreases as you go up. This makes pyramids of biomass more reliable and accurate representations of energy flow than pyramids of numbers. A common exam mistake is to confuse the two types of pyramid. Remember, numbers can be misleading because of body size differences. Biomass is a more accurate measure because it accounts for the actual amount of organic material at each level. Exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk exam technique. Here are the most common mistakes I see students make on this topic and how to avoid them. Mistake number 1, getting the direction of the food chain wrong. Energy and biomass always flow from producer to consumer, from left to right in a food chain. The arrows in a food chain show the direction of energy transfer. So if you see grass, arrow, rabbit, arrow, fox, that means grass is eaten by rabbit, which is eaten by fox. The arrow means is eaten by or transfers energy to. Mistake number 2, giving vague answers about why biomass is lost. If the question asks you to explain why biomass decreases between trophic levels, you must mention respiration specifically and say that energy is released as heat. Saying energy is used up or energy is wasted will not earn marks. Be precise. Mistake number three, thinking pyramids of biomass can be inverted. They almost never are. Only pyramids of numbers can be inverted. If you're asked to compare the two types, this is a key difference to highlight. Mistake number four, confusing abiotic and biotic factors. Make a list and learn it. Abiotic, temperature, light, pH, salinity, water, wind. Biotic, predation, disease, competition, food availability. Mistake number five, not showing working in calculation questions. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks if your working is clear and your formula is correct. Now for command words, these tell you exactly what the examiner wants. State means give a short factual answer, one or two words. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. Explain means give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Calculate means show your working, use the correct formula, and include units. Compare means identify both similarities and differences. Evaluate means consider evidence from both sides and make a judgment. Quickfire recall quiz, right? Let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question one, what is the difference between a population and a community? A population is all the organisms of the same species in an area. A community is all the populations of different species in the same area. Question two, give two examples of abiotic factors. Any two from temperature, light intensity, pH, salinity, water availability, wind speed. Question three, what are the three reasons biomass is lost between trophic levels? Respiration, releasing heat energy, excretion of waste products, and parts not consumed or not digested. Question four, a plant has a biomass of 5,000 grams. The caterpillars eating it have a biomass of 400 grams. What is the efficiency of biomass transfer? 400 divided by 5,000 multiplied by 100 equals 8%. Question five, why can a pyramid of numbers be inverted but a pyramid of biomass usually cannot? Because a single large organism, like a tree, can have a small number but a very large biomass. Biomass accounts for the actual mass of organic material, which always decreases up the food chain. Summary and sign off. Brilliant work getting through all of that. Let's do a quick summary of the key points to take away. One, the four levels of organization are individual, population, community, and ecosystem. Each one includes the previous level plus more. Two, abiotic factors are non-living physical and chemical conditions. Biotic factors are living influences. No examples of each. Three, producers are at trophic level one. They make biomass through photosynthesis. Primary consumers eat producers, secondary consumers eat primary consumers, and so on. Four, biomass decreases between trophic levels because of respiration, releasing heat, excretion of waste, and parts not consumed or digested. Five, efficiency of biomass transfer equals biomass at next level divided by biomass at current level times 100. Show you're working. Six, pyramids of numbers can be inverted. Pyramids of biomass almost never are. That's everything for today's episode. If you want to test yourself further, try drawing a food web from memory, labeling each trophic level, and calculating the efficiency of transfer between two levels. The more you practice, the more confident you'll feel. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.